Now, just before we get to parenting, which is just a few minutes away, there's a couple of developments on the COVID response front this morning. One is that the Health Minister has released information about the hospital preparedness for COVID-19. Much of what was discussed today was traversed in our interview a couple of days ago with the Chief Medical Officer of Health, Andrew Connolly. So if you're particularly interested in those plans and the scenarios that they have modelled and worked to, this is a peak, I think, of around 5,200 cases a week, most of whom, 90 to 95% of whom, will be at home while going through their illness. Go back and have a listen to that Andrew Connolly recording from a couple of days ago. You can find it by just tapping into the search bar, 19 search bar, and otherwise there is full coverage of what the Health Minister had to say on the RNZ website, rnz.co.nz. The second development that has been announced today is with respect to the rapid antigen testing. And you may recall we've discussed several times the businesses have got together, called on the government to allow them to import these rapid antigen tests, these 15-minute tests, to use as a supplement to other measures, like the PCR testing, nasal swabs done when you have symptoms or have been at a place of interest. There was a meeting with the Minister, the Associate Health Minister, last week, and today there's been a further development. The green light has been given to import 300,000 rapid COVID-19 tests into New Zealand. It involves some of our largest companies who will be able to introduce rapid antigen testing to their critical work sites this month. One of them is Auckland Airport. Its chief executive is Adrian Littlewood. Hello, Adrian. Nice to talk.
Morning, Catherine.
So what's been agreed this morning?
So we've come to an agreement with the government and got their support to import 300,000 test kits, as you mentioned, on behalf of over 25 large New Zealand companies who came together last week and really made that call because we could see how having those tests as an additional layer of protection would allow us to continue to keep our work sites open. You know, we've got, particularly in Auckland and other parts of the country, work sites with our workers who are potentially at risk of catching COVID. And, you know, some of these are critical sites that can't afford to be shut down through close contacts because they're important for keeping our country going.
Can you give some examples? Is it the like of the energy companies, yourselves, Auckland Airport? What's the range? Oh, no, Main Freight's in there as well, obviously, with people driving up and down the country. What's the scope of businesses involved?
Quite a wide range of sectors. Aged care, you know, food service, so we've got the grocery chains in there, energy companies, logistics companies. And in our case, you know, we've got critical infrastructure projects on. So, for example, after having no COVID amongst any of our staff since the start of the pandemic for 20 months, we had two positive cases from community transmission in only 2 days. And that meant we had to shut down critical fuel line upgrades because they were overseeing works there. So that's a great example of where that can have quite consequential impacts. Another company had a distribution site of 250 workers who had to shut that site because they had a couple of cases. And we just can't afford that to slow these companies down. They are serving New Zealand. So that's why we felt this was really important to have these as an additional test option.
A part of the reticence one senses from the government is that the rapid antigen, which is the 15-minute test, is less sensitive, particularly in the early stages, even to the saliva testing, which has been another subject of debate, and the nasal swabs. So this is seen as being absolutely supplementary to other tests. How will the companies use it?
Look, very simply, I mean, and by the way, it will be different for every company, and that's one of the points we stressed, is that if it's too overly prescriptive, then it won't allow for different situations, because approaches a site or a work site, they would need to conduct a test. Others might do it twice a week, but that flexibility allows the workplace to reflect their specific needs. There's also a commitment which was very natural that in the case of a positive test, that worker is then allowed to go off and get an evidentiary PCR test, and that immediately connects you into the national testing system. But this is actually about workplace health and safety. We're about looking after our workers, keeping them safe and keeping these work sites operating. And it's an additional layer of protection alongside the national testing regime.
Adrian, you just dropped out at a critical moment. You talked about, I just picked up the words, as someone approaches a workplace. Will this apply only to actual employees of these companies, or will it apply to those who want to come to site?
At this stage, it's very much focusing on staff and staff working on those work sites.
Were there hesitations still or caveats that the minister, associate minister, put on this?
Look, I think the objective was to operate this as a trial, to share the experience and the knowledge that we gained through this trial and quickly iterate that back with colleagues in government. And then the idea, I think, therefore, is that we can very quickly share that with government and they can look to extend this to other workers. We know there are many other companies who are very interested in this as a tool. The trial is limited to this group of companies at this stage. But naturally, there are many other circumstances where this kind of testing can play an important role.
OK, so there's a $3 million plus order for these 300,000 Abbott Panbio COVID-19 ag rapid tests to be imported. And when will they first be used, do you believe?
Our advice from our partners, EBOS, have said they should be in the country within 7 to 10 days. And I know the New Zealand Customs Agency is on alert to help us process those through. And so as soon as they're available, I expect they'll be put straight into practice. And those companies are already working on their worksite protocols for how they will use those.
Thank you. Adrian Littlewood is Chief Executive of Auckland Airport.